Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have Clara Halper on. Her stations have just joined us in the last hour. She's in Piscataway, New Jersey. Her land is publicly valued just on the tax rolls at over $70-plus million. They are actually trying to go into the organic farm, which is in the middle of the city, and take it and charge them for environmental contamination, so they will actually be in debt instead of getting any money. So we're not going to give you anything to steal your land that you've had since the 1920s, but we're also going to then charge you money for it, just like New London. This is the big secret that the neocon talk show host won't tell you when they talk about all this land grabbing, and it's being run by the big developers and the stupid, phony environmentalists who aren't real environmentalists are out there helping to promote all of this. All right, shifting gears. Art imitates life, life imitates art. And my good friend, who is well aware of the New World Order, well aware of what's happening politically, even back from his days at UT in college as a philosophy major, producing one of the best TV shows I've ever seen on corruption in government. So he's been aware of the New World Order really longer than I have been. He's Tommy Pallotta, and he's produced a lot of other big Hollywood films and some other art films. He produced Waking Life that I'm in. Releasing in major cities around the country today, and then hundreds and hundreds and then thousands of more screens in the next month, is the film A Scanner Darkly. And Tommy Pallotta joins us now. We're going to break here in a few minutes and come back and get into more detail on the film. The film is so important because it exposes the police state. It exposes governments and corporations creating false crises that they manipulate and control. It also is very dark. It's also very humorous. It has Winona Ryder in it. It has Woody Harrelson, Keanu Reeves, of course, Robert Downey Jr. And joining us is Tommy Pallotta. Tommy, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex.
I know you're very busy. I appreciate the time.
Oh, no, it's a fun day. It's an exciting day.
That's right. It opened in theaters around the country yesterday in select theaters. I'm told it's been sold out at the midnight showing and already sold out right now around Austin.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's only opening up in about seven cities this week. It expands next week, and it's going to be kind of a slow rollout. So it'll take a couple weeks to get everywhere. But if you go to scannerdarklymovie.com, it'll tell you, you know, when it's going to open up in a city near you.
If you had to describe the film just in 60 seconds, how would you describe A Scanner Darkly?
Oh, Alex, I think you could probably do that better than me.
But I want Tommy Pallotta's description.
Well, you know, it's based on a novel by Philip K. Dick that was written in the 70s, and it was really a lot about sort of the Nixon paranoia of that time, and it was a lot about the drug war, and kind of what we did was update it a little bit, and, you know, it sort of came really post 9/11, and, you know, we kind of started thinking about it, the director, Richard Linklater, and I. And, you know, with the sort of Patriot Act and everything else that was going on and the war on terror, it started to feel a lot like the war on drugs before, you know, just sort of like this enemy that you couldn't really see and how, you know, fear was a way to sort of manipulate people and things like that. So we just kind of updated it a little bit. The sort of the war on drugs is still part of it, but we sort of expanded a little bit more on the war on terror and sort of how you use fear to manipulate people.
We'll talk about that when we get back from break. You've been at big press junkets, and the media says, well, how did you know about surveillance? How did you know it'd be so big right now? What was your answer?
You know, I mean, it's always been a big problem. You know, I mean, I think that he wrote about it in the 70s, and it was a problem then, and it was a problem before, you know, even now that it's in the headlines. I think that things sort of just fall in and out of fashion, kind of, and right now some people were pretty overt with what they were doing, and, you know, the headlines grabbed it, but it's always been a problem.
Give us the website for the film.
It's scannerdarklymovie.com.
We've got links on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, and we've created pages that are focusing on the massive coverage it's getting. We'll talk about the film and what effect it'll have on society on the other side with the producer of A Scanner Darkly. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have one of the leaders of one of the largest family groups, victim groups of 9/11, who lost his son joining us. They've now got major questions about 9/11 in about 25 minutes. Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled to pop in during the third hour. Right now, we are joined by my good personal friend, Austinite, off and on. Known Tommy now for about 7 years, and was already familiar with his work exposing government corruption before that, even when he was in college. He is the producer of A Scanner Darkly. Coming up on Tuesday, we have the director, Richard Linkletter, who also has Fast Food Nation coming out in the next few months. He'll be joining us early next week. A Scanner Darkly is unlike any film you've ever seen. It's incredibly rotoscoped. Every frame is a work of art. It took a year and a half to animate it to the footage that they shot live action. It has four of some of the biggest Hollywood stars in it. But the film was made completely independently. They made a lot of sacrifices to do that. And it exposes the police state, the phony war on drugs, the surveillance state, and so much more. It is, critics are now saying, and the Dick family is now saying, of the famous sci-fi titan Philip K. Dick, that it is the truest adaptation of any Philip K. Dick book, novel. And, of course, the only real change to the film is updating some of the police state technologies and the scene and some of the things that I do in the film. Tommy Pallotta, again, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Tommy, tell us a little bit about the development of the film, how it all came together. Tell us about the zygote, the birth of A Scanner Darkly coming to the big screen.
Well, you know, it really started when we were filming Waking Life, which was a movie that came out in 2001. We actually shot it around 2000. And during that time, Richard Linklater and myself were talking a lot about Philip K. Dick, and there's actually a scene in that movie where he is specifically talking about Philip K. Dick. And we were just sort of thinking about, you know, different stories and talking about, you know, he's the most successfully translated author to film, you know, the most movies, but we kind of felt like that no one had really captured the whole spirit of what he had to say. And we sort of started throwing a couple of ideas around and sort of settled on A Scanner Darkly. It took us about, you know, 4 years to really get it going. It was sort of a hard sell.
You then put the team together, go through the live-action shooting in Austin in 2004. Describe that for us.
Well, you know, like Waking Life, you basically are making two movies. You shoot it live-action, and then you edit it in lock picture like you do a regular movie. And then from that point on, we bring it into a team of animators who then sort of animate over every single frame. And what you're left with is a completely animated movie that sort of has realistic movement and you know, likenesses of the actors.
Tell us about the actors that are in the film, not just the four big stars, but some of the others.
Well, you know, you're in it. And I think, you know, at the time I was living in New York City before Scanner Darkly, and I think when I moved back to Austin, you were the first person I called because I really felt that you sort of embraced the whole spirit of the film, you know, of the novel and really what we were trying to say. So, you know, you have a great cameo in it. And, of course, you know, we have Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Robert Downey Jr., Rory Cochran, and Woody Harrelson.
It's amazing. You know, critics almost unanimously, if I haven't seen any negative reviews, they don't know how to peg it or put it in a box. It's got so many layers or facets. I mean, it's funny, it's scary, it's depressing, it's hallucinogenic. I mean, it hits so many different layers. Can you give us your views on that?
You know, it's kind of an odd film, and, you know, maybe I'm too close to it right now. I kind of really feel that it's a movie that I'm personally trying not to delve too far into it. I mean, I think a lot of it is an instinct. And a lot, I've been thinking a lot about just sort of creativity in general. People don't really give instinct that much credit anymore. You know, it's like we always have to verbalize exactly what we're doing and quantify these things. And, you know, as I get older and the more stuff that I make, the more I'm just sort of following my instincts. And, you know, it's just a story that I felt should be told, seemed important to me. And, you know, I really kind of leave it up to the audiences to sort of figure out what it is. I mean, I know there's a lot of confusion in it. There's a lot of, you know, duplicity in it. And I really feel like it's a good reflection of the times right now.
It is a multifaceted, multivariate kaleidoscope is really the term that comes to mind, not just in the visual, but in the different relationships in the film. I don't want to give too much of it away. It is showing in Austin and a bunch of other big cities. Right now, in fact, I have a press release here. I believe it's out of AP saying it's opening in 17 cities, but I'm sure you, the producer, know better than that. And I want to talk more about some of the cities it will then be coming to as they roll it out, as most films are rolled out slowly. Tommy, controversy. I mean, there are a lot of controversial actors in this film. There is, you know, a lot of controversial issues to this. But again, this film was written, as you said, in the 70s. You guys wrote the script a couple years ago. Richard Linklater did, well, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago. You then shot the film almost 2 years ago. And we talked briefly before about when you go to press junkets, the media says, hey, you know, this is all about surveillance, you know, total NSA, control grid, everything being surveilled, the secret agent spying on himself. You know, that's how duplicitous this is. Give us more of your thoughts on that and then how the press is responding, because this is controversial.
You know, I mean, the press really, I think it's a really hot topic right now, and I think it's a sort of a serious issue. Not so much that this hasn't been going on, but sort of the flagrant, you know, disregard for the rights that we should be having. You know, it seems like right now we sort of have an administration that says, you know, we have no rights, we have no privacy. You know, they can sort of do whatever they want. And, you know, I think that's alarming when it becomes that overt, you know, that people are sort of starting to respond to that, and I think the press has really been picking up on that. And, you know, it's an element of the film. The film's not about that. It's sort of really more an atmosphere. And, you know, for me, it really starts with the characters and the story. And, you know, it's a tragic story, and the people in this film are responding to their environment. And that's really the empathy that I feel towards these people. You know, they're sort of canaries in the coal mine. And, you know, they're trying to find freedom in a way. And, you know, they can't really find freedom. in their society. So they're turning to other things, you know, like drugs and conspiracies and, you know, things like that. And they're really victims, and I view them empathetically.
Keanu Reeves, really unprompted, a month or so ago at the Cannes Film Festival while you were there, it was in several major publications, talked about how, in comparison to the film, how America is turning into a police state and how we're losing our rights to this police state. Can you elaborate on any other statements he made that the press didn't pick up on, the public statements he made, or any of your views concerning what's happening?
You know, I don't really remember what he said. I think that we always have to be, you know, that we always have to be critical, and I think we have to be worried about our freedoms. And I think, you know, right now is a good time to start asking questions about, you know, really what's going on and what freedoms are we, you know, giving up.
Do you think these big actors were attracted to this project for almost no money, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, because they had, you know, in some way in their life experienced some of the similar things that are in the film, so they had empathy?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think actors are probably really sensitive to sort of surveillance. You know, if you think about what they have to go through in sort of a daily, you know, thing that they're constantly being recorded and you know, people are always watching them. Even if they're not being taken pictures of, they're being scrutinized and observed. And, you know, I think that they're just a little bit more sensitive to that. One of the main things that really attracted me to this sort of property and something that you and I talked about was, you know, French thinker Foucault's book, Discipline and Punish. And in that book, it's sort of a history of the penal system. And he talks a lot about, you know, prison systems and how they arose in Western culture. And really how they use surveillance and the threat of surveillance to control and manipulate people. And, you know, that sort of spreads through all sorts of institutions. And that also was written, I think, in the 70s and, you know, was really influential in my thinking about this project. And I think it's a very real thing. You know, it's about power.
And the unbridled exercise of power. In the film, what percentage of the population is addicted to substance D?
Like 20%. Can't remember.
Yeah, I'm going from memory, too. 20% addicted to it, and the entire economy has now been geared towards surveilling, apprehending, and the drug turns people basically into zombies. And, boy, there's quite a twist in the film, isn't there, Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to talk too much, give away spoilers, because I want people to go see it and, you know, enjoy it for the surprise that it is. But, you know, I mean, I think that there is something, you know, and I'm sure you've talked about this a lot on your show, that's kind of creepy about the privatization of you know, prison systems and, you know, really a very large incentive to put people in jail right now, just sort of economically. And I think we're sort of treading on dangerous, you know, ground.
If you go to the Scanner Darkly website and click on the link on the main page that says Substance D, this is the first thing you see and hear. Go ahead and roll the Substance D Alex clip.
Where did Substance D come from? Why can't we stop it? The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose, the more Substance D is on our streets. Can't you figure this out?
Just a little taste of some of the atmosphere of the film, Tommy.
Yeah, that's Alex Jones. And, you know, we sort of, that was one of the few scenes that we added that wasn't initially in the book. And, you know, we felt that it was really appropriate for you to sort of play that part and be the voice kind of dissenting and trying to wake people up about what's going on.
Well, Tommy, I mean, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you including me on this project and a little bit of consulting I did on some of the ideas, some of the look of the technology. But as I said, when I looked at the work you guys had done, it was already far surpassed a lot of my research. You guys did a lot of research for this film on the control grid.
You know, I don't know if it was a lot of research as much as it just is sort of interest, you know, and what's going on around you. I mean, I think one of the great things about doing what I do is that it sort of gives me the freedom to explore things that are sort of interesting to me at any given time. And I can sort of assimilate them into, you know, stories and characters.
Well, Avant-Garde, something new, something entirely different. I mean, you have done something. You and Rick have created something with your animators and the actors and everybody. That is Avant-Garde, Tommy.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It is avant-garde at every level, every sinew of this film. Hey, Scanner Darkly, if you're lucky, it's in your city, and soon it'll be in all your cities. Hey, Scanner Darkly, we'll be right back with Tommy Pilott on the other side. We'll also play the trailer. It's not as powerful without the video, but we'll give you the audio. Stay with us.
Remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects. At a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to hold Tommy a few minutes in the next segment, and we're going to get into 9/11. Ron Paul scheduled coming up the next hour. Here is one of the latest trailers that has just come out for A Scanner Darkly that you will see in theaters. I know every movie I go to, I see it. Here it is from Warner Independent.
What does a scanner see? Into the head? Into the heart? Does it see into me? Clearly? Or darkly?
And that's actually just the intro to the website. Later, after Tommy leaves us in the next hour, I will play, I think I'll play both the trailers, but we're out of time to do that right now. Tommy, it was your idea to do this, so here it is. Here's a little clip of my appearance in Waking Life. It doesn't get any more anti-New World Order than this. Roll it.
Death and taxes. Don't talk about politics or religion. This is all the equivalent
of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I. Lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose of just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities. Because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies, issues of no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberals, Democrats, conservatives, Republicans. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams getting for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
Resistance is not in your file. We're going to win this thing.
Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. It's in your court.
Well, Tommy, I tell you, that scene, I mean, Waking Life itself is evergreen, but again, I'm even more proud of you for making that film. You've done an excellent job, my man.
Well, you know, that's really one of my favorite scenes of the whole movie, and you really do sort of touch on a lot of thoughts in a very sort of concise way, and I hope everybody, you know, really listens to that, and I hope that they sort of propagate that through the web. I mean, I know it's up on YouTube. I'm sure it's on, you know, your website. I just want people to see that.
Tommy, I want to just briefly get back to a Scanner Darkly and its production, the Dick Estate, the Dick Daughters, on their website. Really attribute the success of even getting this made, it had been attempted before, to you. How did you get all these actors and producers and people together? I mean, for those that don't know, the actors got paid what? I mean, Keanu Reeves gets like 40-something million, 100 million on some movies.
Yeah, they did it all for scale, which is really, you know, the bare minimum that you can pay them. You know, I mean,
was it like $60,000 or something a piece?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it was you know, the whole film was done for $8.5 million.
This is not an establishment film, is my point.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it really was a passion project for everybody involved, you know. I mean, it's kind of a good way to make a movie because you know that the people are there because they really want to be there. And I'm talking not just about the actors, but the crew, you know, the animators. You know, everybody involved was there because they really believed in this project that, you know, the Dick Estate cut their price. And, you know, it's a real pleasure to sort of work in that fashion because, you know, it really gives me a lot of hope. But, you know, I mean, planets align, and it's part of it's luck, part of it's just determination, you know, and just sort of getting it through. I mean, it certainly didn't come easy, and it certainly didn't come quickly.
But I think that's like hardening metal in a fire in a furnace. I mean, this has really been forged. There were some storms, but you guys did it. Is it even sweeter, Tommy, that it was hard?
You know, I don't know if I can really reflect on that right now. You know, it's just I'm coming off the end of it right now. It's always kind of a weird time. I'm just really happy that it's going out there in the public.
A few more minutes on the other side. One or two final questions with the producer of A Scanner Darkly, Tommy Pallotta.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
It's a powerful film, it's a beautiful film, it's a controversial film, and it's a film that deserves to be successful, that needs to be seen, that really does do a good job of getting people to think outside the box and see the Panopticon type control grid that's going in place all around us. In a few minutes, we're going to go to Bill Doyle, father of Joseph Doyle, one of the leaders of some of the 9/11 victims' families, calling for a new investigation. He'll be joining us in just a few minutes. We appreciate him coming on with us. Tommy Pallotta, my friend, it was great collaborating with you in a small way on this film. And again, I just want to thank you for including me. It's great to get a phone call with someone and just inviting you on to a film. I mean, really, I don't have any lust to be involved in just a regular movie, say some cop movie or some action adventure. I mean, I could care less, but it is exciting. It is wonderful to be involved in something revolutionary and opening in 7 major cities, 17 screens, and then building to hundreds and then thousands of screens over the next month as it rolls out. Some of the sneak peeks going on right now in selected cities around the country. You can see it right here in Austin, Texas, at the Arbor Cinema. Tommy Pallotta, any closing comments you've got about the film and the long haul making it before you leave us?
Well, you know, I just want to say maybe you wouldn't be so bad as a cop in an action movie, Alex. That would be pretty funny.
Okay, Tommy. Well, you said, the point is, it's just that, I mean, obviously.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm just joking. No, you know, what I want to say about this movie is that, you know, I just sort of want to express to everybody that this really is an independent film. You know, it is doing what's called a platform release, which means it's opening up in cities slowly. Really, this weekend is going to determine the release of the movie. So, you know, if anybody has any sort of desire to go see this movie, I really encourage them to go see it this weekend, see it Friday or Saturday, because it's really going to determine, you know, how many theaters this movie is going to go out to see. We really need the support of the people right now. We don't have a big budget. We don't have national TV spots. You know, this is an instance where, you know, people really are determining the fate of a film.
I think it's fair to say the establishment, I don't want to get into any behind-the-scenes stuff, but I think it's fair to say, Tommy, the establishment's not too pleased with this.
I don't really know about that. You know, we didn't really encounter any sort of censorship or anything like that. So, you know, I think a lot of censorship is really self-censorship, and I think that that's sort of the dangerous the real danger, and that to me.
Well, that's the Panopticon, where you surveil yourself and enforce against yourself, keeping yourself.
Yeah, and I think that that's a real threat. You know, I mean, I think, you know, to express yourself is one of the most powerful tools that we have, and I think it's important to sort of stand up and be heard like you do on a daily basis. You know, and I make movies; they come out, you know, every couple of years, and that's sort of my form.
Well, that's the point I was trying to make by saying I don't get all excited about just regular movies, but these art films, these activist films, these avant-garde, just incredible things that you put together, the two films you put me in, you and Rick Linklater have, Tommy. I mean, for you, in closing, you're doing it your way. You're doing what you want. You're really going, in many respects, against the grain of the way things are even done. I mean, you made this film here in Austin. You made an animated film that you normally cost $100 million for, you know, like $9 million, $8.5 million. You did it with the biggest stars. I mean, you broke the rules, in my opinion, at every level, and you are doing it your way.
Well, those are kind words.
Well, Tommy, it was great getting to see you at the 9/11 symposium out in L.A. when you came out to visit with us, and it was great seeing you here at the premiere.
Yeah.
In Austin next week. Of course, you've lived in Austin on and off, and I hope someday you move back to Austin so we can hang out more. I don't see myself moving out to L.A., but I am going to come out and visit you so we can take that bike ride on the beach, my friend.
Excellent. Well, you know, I'm always happy to support what you're doing, Alex.
Tommy, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
There goes Tommy Pallotta, one of my best friends, and he kind of orbits through town every few years when he's working on a particular film that's being produced in Austin, made in Austin. And he lived here for the last 2 years, just moved to L.A. about 6 months ago. I really miss him. He is such a good person, and he knows all about the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. All right, shifting gears, I apologize for him having to hold for 4 minutes, and he's an amazing individual in his own right. Bill Doyle, father of Joseph Doyle, who died on the 104th floor on 9/11, so tragic, and he represents one of the largest 9/11 victims' families, and they are outraged by the investigation that's been done. They're calling for a new investigation. And Mr. Doyle, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be on.
You bet. Sir, tell us about your son. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your organization and some of the concerns you have.
My concerns at the moment, there's plenty of concerns about 9/11 because there's no accountability on anything. But I'm really concerned about the TSA or the old FAA and the way they classify every bit of information with no control or any oversight.
Well, I mean, describe the organization that you're the head of, how many people you represent, and then some of the case point examples of things that you're concerned about.
Okay. I'm probably the largest advocate for the 9/11 families. I run about 6 different support groups, okay, and numerous. I'm on the board of almost every family advocate group, and I reach 7,000 family victims. All right? What their concerns are, the secrecy about 9/11, how everything is just classified or SSI'd. In the case of the TSA themselves, give you an idea, during the Mazzaoui trial, the defense attorneys and Mazzaoui themselves deemed all FAA information. Well, what occurred is the TSA is, well, the American public or 9/11 families cannot see that information. How can we, you know, cadets who are an admitted Al-Qaeda member and not to the American public.
Well, they have to cover up. You know, my producers talked to you at length off air, sir, and, you know, you brought up the points of how the FBI had the credit card receipts. They had informants living with some of these people. U.S. Embassy said they were ordered to let them back in to the country. I'm sure you're aware that the head of the Defense Language School went public saying he was ordered to train some of these people. I mean, let's get down to brass tacks, sir. You have questions about the official story, don't you?
Without question. I mean, if you want to believe what they're trying to snow you under on, like the 9/11 Commission, that's all a fallacy. And that was a best-selling book. And you actually have Kip Hawley, who runs the TSA. He says he doesn't want to release information to the 9/11 families because he's afraid it'll go back to the terrorists.
Well, what about the firefighters? They're on record, Philadelphia News, other major papers, that they found three of the black boxes, really orange boxes, and that the FBI loaded them on four-wheelers and said, shut up, you never saw this. What about them ordering the FAA to shred the tapes and put them in different trash cans that day so they couldn't be put back together? I mean, it's just an ongoing cover-up, sir. Do you smell a rat?
Oh, but there's no question. There's something very questionable about this whole procedure. I mean, just the other day they make a big announcement that the steel used for 9/11, all the steel recovered, all of a sudden they're going to build a ferry boat from it. Okay, no, a battleship, excuse me. Well, how come NIST, okay, who wanted that steel to examine it to see if there were any evidence of explosives or anything else on it, were not allowed to get that steel. But now we're building a battleship named 9/11.
Sir,
with the same steel.
Exactly. Bill Doyle, father of Joe Doyle, who died. We've got links to different websites and organizations that you're the head of or that you've organized and set up, and you raise a lot of really important questions. The Firefighter Engineering, the oldest firefighting publication in the country, said there was a cover-up with the steel. They shipped it to Asia, South Korea, and China under guard, but they did ferry some of it away into warehouses, later building memorials. Did you know some of that steel has been now tested conclusively from separate sites, peer-reviewed, and that it shows that thermate cutting charges were used?
Oh, yes, I'm well aware of it, but isn't it amazing how they got it out of this country so quickly, within days, okay? And now we're going to build a warship out of this? Something's wrong with that picture.
Have you heard the tape where the man is in the North Tower on the cell phone? He goes, oh, my God, you hear explosions, and then the buildings start collapsing?
I know six of those individuals have talked to me directly.
So you've talked to six. I've talked to firefighters on air. I've talked to others. I mean, hundreds of people are on record saying they saw bombs going off. Can you comment on people's views, the victims' families on 9/11, sir?
Just look at one thing. I mean, it's documented proof, and all of a sudden now it's not, that even Tower 7, that was not hit by a plane or any of the debris, goes up in flames, and then the owner of the place, Larry Silverstein himself, ordered it to be pulled at 4 o'clock that afternoon. Pull it. And all of a sudden it exploded inside of 1 minute.
And pulled. It was even on the local news that day, that on NPR and others, that, oh, they're going to bring the building down for safety. It takes weeks to set a building up to be imploded.
That imploded inside of like a minute and a half. Right? That was it.
Well, from the time he gave the order, it took like 5 seconds to fall.
Exactly. It's incredible. But meanwhile, you look at the 9/11 Commission book, oh, no, they don't see anything. I mean, the 9/11 Commission is probably the worst representation of the 9/11 families, or for that matter, all the American public, okay, because it's a sham. It really is. We had tons of different questions that we asked them to, ask. They wouldn't do it, okay? And the continuing cover-up is just beyond belief.
Founded in September of 2001, the World Trade Center Unity Family Group is a nonprofit 501c3, and I guess you were its founder and head. You say you represent over 7,000 people. What is the average view of those that you represent about 9/11 and the cover-up?
What they want is, if you want to believe the 9/11 Commission story like a lot of us don't, okay? You really got to go look in the hard facts. It almost looks like there was a conspiracy about 9/11 if you really look at all the facts. A lot of families feel the same way.
What type of conspiracy, sir?
Well, I mean, how do they pick September 11th itself? And then you look at that day they had these NORAD exercises that morning, and that, you know, when you figure that a plane was known to, be hijacked at 8:15, 8:20 in that morning, the one that, murdered my son, supposedly, okay? Or was it the explosion, okay? How in God's name did nothing go out there, and when the... And if you want to believe that the Pentagon got hit an hour and a half later without NORAD doing anything, or Flight 93 at 10:03 which is an hour and a half afterwards as well, it's hard to believe. Where was NORAD? Unless it was called, a step down, don't do anything, let it happen.
Well, I'm sure you're aware, sir, you're very informed that the so-called hijackers were trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station, Monterey Defense Language School. Embassy heads said that they were flagged as terrorists, and they were ordered to let them in by the CIA because they were, quote, part of a secret anti-terror operation. And then you have the flights all magically at 21% occupancy. You have NORAD stand down. You have CIA drills of hijacked planes being flown into buildings on the East Coast. You have CIA-connected insider trading. And then, do the Muslims have a motive to attack America and then bring the superpower down on them? Who has a motive? The PNAC document written by Dick Cheney, September 2000, says we need a Pearl Harbor event. Zbigniew Brzezinski and the Grand Chess Board, former National Security Advisor, says we need a helpful Pearl Harbor event to mobilize the American people for World War III.
Well, just look at another thing. We had the FAA, and all of a sudden what they do is come up with the new group, the TSA, which is probably the most corrupt group over there that classifies everything. And they put it underneath the watchful eye of Mr. Chertoff with the Department of Homeland Security. And believe it or not, I just had a 9/11 family member that received a matricule card from a fraudulent one from Mexico. They use this fraudulent matricule card to enter and actually go on the podium and got himself inside the Department of Homeland Security and actually made a long speech. That's another one of my groups that are, fighting illegal immigration and what have you. Okay? And this is Department of Homeland Security. And they're supposed to be overseeing our transportation and all the failures. Try to get some kind of sense of order into our government and all these agencies.
Instead, all they're doing is surveilling the American people.
That's what they're doing. Oh, yeah, well, with the spying and what have you. Exactly. Okay? I mean, I don't know how many times I've been tapped. I'm certainly I have been. Right? But I just can't believe that. Give me an idea of another one. There was a film that went out there of three hijackers beating FAA or security in Washington, D.C., okay? Well, somehow or another, someone I really know and I'm very close and dear to got a copy of that tape before it got the TSA got it, or so otherwise it would have became SSI. We released it to CBS TV, okay? CBS played it nationally, showing how these guys beat the TSA, the FAA inspections for security control. They failed the wand. They went through the detector twice. They failed the wand twice, and they actually got brought off to the side and were still allowed on those planes, okay?
We've all seen it. The World War II vet with the oxygen tanks is screamed at and searched, and people with huge turbines walk right on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is because 9/11 is being used to enslave us. It has nothing to do with what we've been officially told. Boiling it down, sir, as the leader, as the founder of the largest 9/11 victims organization, you talk about a conspiracy. Who really had the motive for this? Who stands to gain? Who could really carry this out? I mean, spell it out. If you've got to point the finger at who you really think is behind 9/11, who is that?
When I first helped sign on all these families into a lawsuit called 9/11 Families to Bankrupt Terrorism, it's a $1 trillion lawsuit trying to identify different banks, charities, and individuals, some of them being Saudis.
George Bush's lawyer, James Baker, blocked you.
James Baker, amazingly, is defending the Saudis. And okay, Prince Bandar Bush, I call him, okay? He's actually, James Baker, okay, is representing the Saudis in this lawsuit, okay? And when we entered this lawsuit, when I was first contacted by this attorney, and he's probably one of the biggest attorneys in the world, he beat the tobacco industry 9 years ago, okay? His name is Ram Ali. He says, Bill, he says, you lost your son because of oil. Remember that. Oil and money. And, you know, when we look back at it, what's happening in Afghanistan with the Caspian Sea pipeline and everything else that we know that's all about money and lining out different people's pockets, he's probably 100% correct.
Is it an inside job, my friend? Think about that question when we get back. We'll be right back with our guest.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Top former CIA analysts, German defense ministers, members of Blair's cabinet, physicists, engineers, Kevin Ryan, one of the underwriters for Underwriter Laboratories, they've all said the official story is a fraud. Bombs had to be in the buildings. Scientific fact. So-called Al-Qaeda couldn't carry out attacks on this scale. It's just a fact. Talking to Bill Doyle, who heads up, lost his son, heads up, not arguably, the biggest 9/11 victims group. They're the folks that sued the Saudis, and then James Baker and the Bush administration blocked it. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. That's supposedly where the hijackers came from. Why not invade them instead of Iraq? Bill, come on. I mean, I can tell where you've gone with this. You came up without me asking it and said you feel like there's a conspiracy. Bottom line, is 9/11 an inside job?
From everything that I look at, I'm sure there was a lot of complicity, at least, in the least, okay? There had to be a lot of complicity. There's, if you read and know all the facts, what I know or you might know, there's no way in hell that 19 of these hijackers, you know, carry out this mission.
Hey, Americans aren't wimps. I mean, four punks pull out box cutters on an airplane with a bunch of men on it. They're going to be going to the morgue.
Exactly. Right? And there's just such a continuing cover-up. And why don't you just let the information about 9/11 be known? And then maybe this conspiracy type of thing would go away. But it's never going
to
go away.
Talking to your...
I don't think it can go away because they were complicit.
They were complicit, yes.
Exactly.
Can't go away because they were complicit. The government was complicit. Now, looking at this, though, with your 7,000 members, I'm sure you've talked to most, if not all of them. Run the gamut. What percentage, just guesstimation, would you say believe 9/11 is an inside job to some extent?
Maybe half. Maybe.
Okay, half. Or about...
probably 50-50. And then, you know, a lot of people themselves are probably, you know, they're trying to move on in life, and a lot of them are seeking mental health organizations. I help them, a lot of these families with that. They're on drugs, and...
Also,
they don't even want to live back to 9/11 because they just can't believe that our government failed us so badly.
Yeah. Also, if you shut up, you get a big payoff, don't you?
No, actually, the payoff itself with the Victims' Compensation Fund is a joke when you think about it. They took all insurance monies and deducted it right from the top, and then half the money that any wife or, you know, husband received. Half of that money, because of the law, I had to go to the children in trust for.
Then the Red Cross and United Way got over $4 billion and kept over half of it.
You know, that's beyond belief. I actually went on TV against United Way. Well, at that time, it was the September 11th fund, about Josh Gottbaum. They collected almost $600 million. And you know what they gave the 9/11 family? Initially, $10,000 apiece. We're talking about 3,000 people, okay? That equals $30 million. Then when I blew the whistle on them and went on TV, I won't tell you what station, they knew they were going on. I was going to blow them out of the water.
That was O'Reilly, wasn't it?
Actually, it was MSNBC, Brian Williams.
Yeah.
Right? But they knew I was going on against Josh Gottbaum. All of a sudden, they said, oh, we're going to send each family another $10,000, okay? But this is when there was real need for these families.
Which is a fraction of the, I mean, total, it was, what, $4 billion that the big charities got?
Mm-hmm.
$4 billion, and you got, oh, here's $10,000, which is a fraction of it.
Now, a lot of people, I hate when I see someone on the corner and say, oh, how much money did you get? How much? Hey, it's not about money. I want accountability. And I think...
I understand. I totally understand.
Every 9/11 family wants accountability.
But the money thing shows how greedy these people are.
Even to some of the 9/11 public, they just say, oh, how much money you have? And I said, you couldn't put a price on my life.
Stay there. Stay there, sir. We got a break. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.